Morning. Welcome to our conference call for PDG concerning the second quarter of 2019. We have here with us Wlamir Rumowski, CEO, CFO, and also CIRO. We would like to inform you that we are being recorded and all participants are connected as listeners only throughout the company's presentation. Now, we are going to open for our Q&A session for analysts, and further instructions will be provided then. Should you need any support during the conference, please ask for help of an operator by typing star zero. We would like to say that questions can be directly submitted to the IR team of PDG using the email ri@pdg.com.br. Audio and slides of these teleconferences are being simultaneously aired through the internet at the address pdg.com.br/ri. At this address, we can also find the presentation for download in the webcast platform. Before moving on, we would like to clarify that statements that may be made during this conference call with respect to business perspectives, forecasts, operating, and financial goals of PDG are all based on beliefs and assumptions of the executive board, as well as currently available information. These beliefs and assumptions involve risks and uncertainties since they relate to future events and therefore depend on circumstances which may or may not occur. Investors should understand that general economic conditions of other operational factors may affect future performance of PDG and lead to results which may materially differ from those expressed in these considerations. Would like now to hand it over to Mr. Wlamir Rumowski, CEO, who is going to start the presentation. Please, you can start, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our conference call for PDG concerning the second quarter of 2019 and first half of the year. We start today on slide four, where we have the executive summary and where we have the key highlights of the second quarter and first half of 2019. In the second quarter, our gross profit reached 30.4 BRL with adjusted gross margin of 51.4% as over a 45.5 BRL with a net loss the second quarter 2018. During the first half 2019, gross profit totaled 13.6 million BRL with adjusted gross margin of 19.2% over 50.2 million net loss in first half 2018. Our net loss went down second quarter 2018 and second quarter 2019, our loss got down 91 million BRL or 30% approximately. Year to date, net loss was reduced by 111 million BRL or 18%. 63% improvement in net sales going from 43 million BRL to 70 million BRL in the first half 2019. We still have focus on adjusting our structure to the size of our operations. G&A expenses showed a decrease of 47% of the second quarter 2018 over the second quarter 2019. In the six-month comparison, our G&A expenses dropped 19% compared to the first half of 2018. At present, we have already paid 265 million BRL to our debtors, and this amount is probably going to increase throughout the year considering what we have. Cancellations fell by 18% quarter-over-quarter and 32% decrease if we compare the first half of 2018 to the first half of 2019. Now, slide six. We can talk about the restart of our construction of Palm Beach project. As a result of our discussions with the banks and commitments with our clients, we have resumed the construction activities of this project in Manaus for middle-income population with apartments that range from 71 square meter to 86 square meter. There are two towers of 16 stories in a very large piece of land. And we expect to have it ready by May 2020. 270 units, of which slide 10 now, we can see financial and operating results. Gross sale amounted to 53 million BRL, 44% lower than the second quarter 18. Year to date, gross sales totaled 139 million BRL, or a 3% reduction over the first half of 18. This decrease in gross sales throughout the second quarter of this year, impacting the results of the first half of the year, resulted from the change in our sales strategy. Now we have focused our commercial efforts on selling units that have an immediate generation of cash. 40 million are units that have are unencumbered and generated free cash to the company. Throughout the quarter, we had cancellations of 40 million BRL, 18% below the second quarter 18. And year to date, we had 68 million BRL in cancellations, with a 32% decrease compared to the first period last year. We have maintained our strategy to have cancellations of units that have better liquidity and are unencumbered. Net sales totaled 13 million BRL in the second quarter 19, or 70% below the second quarter 18. However, considering the good performance of sales in the first quarter of 19, accrued net sales in the first half of 19 reached 70 million BRL, 63% above the first half of 18. Slide 11 now. We have reviewed our selling general administrative expenses. Reduction of costs in lines in expenses and the reorganization of the structure are among our priorities, optimizing processes and increasing efficiency of operations of the company. Comparing second quarter of 18 and second quarter of 19, G&A expenses decreased by 47%. Year to date, it had a decrease of 19%. This downward trend should be maintained throughout the second half of the year. Selling expenses increased by 44%, half over half of the year, because of increase in the cost of some units which are in inventory, and also an increase in expenses with our electronic media advertising. So SG&A expenses as a whole had a 2% increase quarter over quarter, and also presented 3% decrease comparing the first half of 18 and the first half of 19. Slide 12, we can see that by the end of first quarter 19, we had 1.8 billion BRL of market value of our inventory. The total number of units in inventory has grown to 4,991 in the second half, over 2% decrease. Comparing the second quarter of 18, there was a 15% decrease in number of units in inventory. By the end of the second quarter of 19, states of São Paulo and Rio concentrated 60% of our inventory, excluding commercial products, with a total available inventory of 46% in income level of over 60%, meaning good liquidity range. Over 500 million BRL, 63% of them located in Rio and in São Paulo, 74% concentrated in projects that have income range between 61 and 79% and 64% concentrated in residential products, excluding Minha Casa, Minha Vida, land plots, and commercial units. Slide 13, we can see our court supervised reorganization, or that not subject to the court supervised reorganization. We had had an increase of the first, comparing the first quarter and second quarter of 19, resulting from interest rate and monetary adjustments of 119 million BRL in the period. We paid the main amount and the interest at a total amount of 42 million BRL. Slide 14, to conclude, we can see our income statement showing our 30 million gross income in the second quarter 19 and 13.6 in the first half of 19. Therefore, the company has had adjusted gross margin of 42.7% in the second quarter 19 and 19.2% in the first half of 19. Considering the volume of liabilities, comparing the first quarter and second quarter, amortization and depreciation showed significant reduction and had a positive impact on our results of the second quarter this year and the first half of 19. As a consequence, one more quarter, our net loss was reduced, going from 339 on the second quarter to 250 in the second quarter 19, with 30% decrease. Year to date, reduction of net loss was 18%, going from 189 million in the first half last year to 600 million BRL. Before closing, I would like to emphasize that we have reviewed and improved our processes and controls of the company. As a consequence, it can all be observed in the recent opinions of independent auditors hired by the company who have continuously indicated the improvement of our actions in terms of controls and processes of CDG. Throughout the first half of the year, we have focused on completing our short and mid-term strategic plan, which had been started at the end of last year. One of the main focuses of our planning was to identify new opportunities that would provide PDG an opportunity to diversify products and services, generating additional recurring revenues. Aligned with the recovery plan and the new operational plan of PDG, we will launch a new brand in the market shortly, probably during the second half of 19, where we are going to have different products and services in real estate. Shortly, we are going to share more information about that with you. With that, I close my presentation, and now I would like to open for questions. Thank you very much. Thank you. We are now going to start our Q&A session. If you have a question, please type star 1 on your phone. If at any time your question is answered, press star 2 so that the question can be excluded from the queue. Questions will be answered as they are received. We would like to ask you to remove the headset from the phone when you are asking your question so that we can achieve better sound quality. Please hold while we receive the questions. The first question comes from Patricia Cortez, Dimenvest. Hi, good morning. I have a question about the new company of services. When do you expect to have it launched, and what kind of services do you have in mind? Well, Patricia, as I've told you, we are probably going to launch the new company by the end of this year. We are speaking about management of real estate, which is something that we have a lot of experience with. We are going to expand that to the market overall, and it's going to involve also sales, and probably we are going to have an area of engineering and construction providing services from the market overall. Wonderful. A second question about picking up the constructions of Palm Beach. Do you have new constructions to be resumed shortly in your pipeline? Not yet. We have renegotiated with one specific bank so that we could resume construction. And now we are working on renegotiating that with the banks that are currently holding our debt there. We still do not have any other information to share with you concerning that. Great. Thank you. The next question comes from Bruno Campos, Platinum. Hi, good morning. I have two questions. The first one is about what you've said about new launches. What are you anticipating? What kind of products and regions are you going to focus on? We have planned to have a launch by the end of the year. We are
negotiating
with potential partners to not define yet, but our main focus will be in São Paulo and one or two pieces of land that we have here in the city of São Paulo, but we still haven't decided what will be the region or the land yet. This is going to depend on the negotiations we are making with potential investors. Fine. Second question now. About the payments provided by the plan. Are all creditors, have all credits already executed their shares and actions, or will there be anything else? Well, these are things still being negotiated and executed. There are many of them which are still ongoing. We still haven't finished them all. Good. Thank you. No problem. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that for a question, please type star 1. Thank you. So the Q&A session is finished. Now, I would like now to hand it back to Vladimir Ranevsky for his closing remarks. Well, thank you very much for your participation during this conference call, and I would like to reinforce that should you have any questions, our investor relations area is at your disposal. Thank you very much. Have a good day. Thank you. The conference call for the earnings of the second quarter of 2019 for PDG is now closed. Please disconnect now and have a nice day. Thank you.